Listening. A seminar. A. Listening for main ideas. Page 107.
Hello, everyone. As you know, I'm from South Korea, a country that developed very quickly. 50 years ago, it was an agricultural country. Today, it's one of the most modern countries in Asia, with many high-tech industries. And people's diets have modernized, too. In my research, I've been looking at these changes in diet and trying to answer this question. Which kind of diet is better? A traditional diet or a modern one? Okay, this chart shows what Koreans ate every day in two different years, 1969, before Korea started modernizing, and 1995, after Korea was modernized. You can see that in 1969, people were eating about 37 ounces of food every day, and in 1995, they were eating about 39 ounces of food. That's not a very big change. So even before Korea was modernized, overall, people had enough food.
Miran, may I say something here? You're talking about the average amount of food. So that means some people had more than that, and some people had less. So maybe there were people who really didn't have enough to eat.
That's a good point. Actually, because Korea was a farming country then, everyone had some kind of food, but it wasn't always a healthy diet. Okay, moving on. When we compare the kinds of food people ate, we see a significant difference. The most important food in Korea is rice. We eat it 3 times a day. In 1969, people were eating 20 ounces of rice every day, more than a pound. That's a lot of rice. But in 1995, they were eating only 11 ounces of rice and other grains per day, much less than in the past. Now, remember, the total amount of food increased during that time. So, what were people eating? If you look at the chart, you'll see that people were eating more of everything. The amount of vegetables increased a little, from 9.5 ounces a day in 1969 to 10 ounces a day in 1995. But people were eating a lot more fruit. The amount of fruit people ate increased from about 2 ounces a day to about 5 ounces a day. And look at meat. In 1969, people were eating only a very tiny amount of meat, about 1/4 ounce a day. In 1995, they were eating almost 2.5 ounces of meat a day. Finally, look at the last numbers for milk. Okay, for milk, in 1969, people were only drinking about 1/10 ounce of milk per day. In 1995, that increased to about 2.3 ounces a day.
Could I ask a question, Miran? Is that just milk, or does that include other dairy products too?
Actually, that includes all dairy products. A lot of Koreans love yogurt and ice cream.